is so amazing. It feels like a college crowd there, doesn't it? I mean, I loved the fight song. I loved the intimidation of the horn. The stadium itself is absolutely phenomenal. You know, obviously being an AT&T stadium, there are some nuances there because it was the same architect. But I just think that they built one of the most amazing stadiums I've ever been to. And kudos to the fans. I thought the fans really showed up for the game that I was at this season. I was there for Minnesota-Green Bay. And that was about as loud of a stadium as I've ever been in. I thought it was tremendous the way that they bounced back in the absence of that injury. Of course, you also had so many frustrating setbacks for the head coach and, of course, the offensive coordinator. And I just think some of the challenges that they had this year and to be so close. I mean, when the Cowboys definitely played them in December, I thought that the Vikings were the team to beat going down the stretch. I think that they, had they not had the injuries, they could have made a real run. And to have the 8 wins they had this season, so hard to get 8 wins in the NFL. And to be able to do that, I think if they get some pieces of the puzzle next year, they could make a real run at it. And, of course, with the Super Bowl being in Minneapolis, that would certainly be fun, wouldn't it? I love seeing the camaraderie. You know, some of these guys, seeing Odell Beckham Jr. and Dez Bryant having fun out here, and a little bit of the competitive nature between those two. Seeing a guy like Drew Brees, who's been in the league, what, 16 years? This is his 10th Pro Bowl. I think that's really exciting. The fact that they've got 3 rookies on this squad, AFC has none. I'm going to ask Shazier, too, if he's going to go easy on Ezekiel Elliott, considering the fact they both went to the Ohio State. But I like the relaxed atmosphere. And, I was telling someone, granted, this is my first Pro Bowl experience. I just feel like Orlando is so uniquely set up. For the fans, for the families. I think that was the one thing that stood out, even just the team hotel. Seeing all the players and their wives with their children, I just thought that this was a nice getaway, you know, for so many of these husbands that are often so far away from their families during the season and focused on the job that pays all the bills.